The latest adaptation of a TV series with few similarities to that series is The Fall Guy.
I'm just a stunt guy! I might fall
from a tall building. If you love the old Lee Majors show about a stuntman helping people on his days off, I have no idea if you'll like this movie, because they're very different animals. I mean, this is a tongue-in-cheek action movie about a stuntman, but the similarities end there.
One last stunt. Going down in a blaze of glory.
The film follows a retired stuntman brought back to work for his ex-lover slash director in a sci-fi epic blockbuster. He then has to track down the missing star of the movie.
We need you to find him.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. No one's gonna notice whether you're here or not. No offense.
I mean, some taken.
Yeah, the stunts are fantastic. That's to be expected. But it's held together with the flimsiest of scripts. It feels like one of those stunt show spectaculars performed at theme parks with the story thrown in as an afterthought and ends up being simultaneously convoluted yet cliched and predictable yet baffling.
Let's make some trouble.
Get out of my head.
Stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt have chemistry and are fun with the comedy, but their characters at times don't even seem necessary for the film. We're left with a slick-looking movie about making movies that appears to have no idea how movies are actually made.
This is an epic story. Of cosmic proportions.
Stunts!
The Fall Guy gets 2.5 thumbs up out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.